Good morning, everyone. It's the 25th of March. Saturday morning. I've entitled this video, More Than a Historical Event. Christ's death was more than a historical event. It was a historical event, but it was much more than a historical event. It was an event that had eternal implications. Christ's death was an event that was decreed before eternity began. Well, you say, when did eternity begin? Well, eternity never began. I should restate that. Christ's death was an event decreed before time began. Before time began. He was slain from the foundation of the world. It was much more than a historical event in a time, something that happened in history. The purpose of this event not only had biblical proportions, but it had eternal proportions. For all for whom he died for. That's why it's so remarkable on that day, all of the events that did happen. People came up out of their graves. Darkness was over the earth. You know. And one of the most three important words that ever were spoken in the history of man were spoken, and that were the three words, "It is finished." This was all orchestrated by the Godhead, that Christ would come and die for a specific group of people. You know, his blood was shed. He paid the price for all of his people's sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. It was more than just a historical event. A lot of people deny the historicity of the event. They said it didn't even happen. But we have record of it happening over 2,000 years ago. It actually did occur. Christ hung on a cross. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. He rose from the dead. And he ascended back to heaven. This death on the cross secured eternal life for all for whom he died for. Just most certainly. Christ's blood was not just spilt. His blood was shed for a specific purpose. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, when we think of Calvary, when we think of the death of Christ, we think of what it actually did accomplish. Christ's death secures our eternal life. His resurrection justifies us before God. He was raised for our justification. If he had remained in the tomb, we'd be yet in our sins, Paul said. But he did not remain in the tomb. But he would never have gone to the tomb had he not been killed and died on the cross. You know, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. Well, there's much to be said about the historical event that happened at Calvary. How that there's been many, many messages preached about the seven sayings of Christ on the cross. You know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know. And this day you will be with me in paradise. Christ was thinking of others while he was in the most cruel sufferings that any man could go through. Not only his physical suffering, but his separation from his Father. Many songs and many psalms and many hymns have been written about Calvary. You know, years I spent in vanity and pride, knowing not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the love that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span on Calvary. Well, a lot of people try to make the cross and Calvary a universal thing for all men. But we're told in Scripture that he shed his life for many. We're told in Scripture that he came to save his people from their sins. We're told in Scripture that he gave his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. It wasn't a non-specific purpose of Christ's death. It was a very specific purpose. And we're told in Ephesians that for God's elect, that they were predestinated unto adoption. They were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. So today, let us remember the not only the historical event of Calvary, but the biblical implications of that event, the eternal ramifications of his sufferings for his people, and how it secures us a place for him, with him in glory, if we're one of his. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. God bless.